Representative Faircloth, the Speaker of the House, and Representative Johnson, Chair Coghill.
It's just John to you.
Just John. Thank you, John. I like the name. The bill before us is House Bill 87, Act Reestablishing the Citizens Advisory Commission on Federal Areas in Alaska. The question before us is brought by the bill sponsor. Would you please tell us what the question is, and we can go ahead and take action.
Certainly. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Sue Stancliffe. I am staff to Representative Mike Kelly. The question, as the bill passed out of finance, was the fiscal note. It was to be adopted based on the bill before the Finance Committee. There were no changes in the Finance Committee, with the exception of that we did place it in the Department of Natural Resources so that the Department of Natural Resources would be able to produce a fiscal note on it. They did, but they did it after the bill was moved. It was moved pending the fiscal note. When the fiscal note came back to us, it stated incorrect information all the way through the process. We had talked about this commission being placed back in Fairbanks, where it was originally. It came back to us with it being placed in Anchorage, so we asked for a corrected fiscal note that places it back in Fairbanks.
Okay, with that, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, that was our objection, right?
Well, I object. I'm not sure I don't like it.
You haven't made the motion yet.
No.
Harris, Representative Harris.
Sorry, Mr. Speaker.
You're going to start messing with the rules, Chairman, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm
all right,
going to be
Mr.
quiet.
Chairman, I'd like to move under the bill CS for House Bill 87, the finance version slash N, that we accept the fiscal note, the revised fiscal note, reflecting the fact that this commission or whatever is in Fairbanks, not in Anchorage. And it would be for, let's see, well, the fiscal number up there on the top. But anyway, the fiscal note we have before us be attached to the bill as it moves forward.
It's fiscal number 3, is it not?
Mr. Chairman, it's also dated 4/12,
right,
which is different than the other fiscal notes.
Right. Thank you for the clarification. Any objection to moving the bill out with the attached fiscal note dated 4/12? Hearing no objection, vocally that is, the bill, then House Bill 87 with the attached improved fiscal note, passes from committee. The committee is adjourned.
We just promised we knew you had trouble in labor and commerce that we were going to do.